It's hour number two of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. Look out, here comes C.P. Johnson.
And now we double back for a couple of nods in order to have a trilly visit with our tub thumper, Johnson with the C.P. handle. C.P., what have you got to be cuffs for the cats?
Well, the cats and I would like to beat our little original in the groove we call Mop Mop.
That sounds like a fine brace of specs and spots. Begin at the beginning, C.P.
Now, I like music and I like rhythm. Nobody here can disagree. Take Beethoven and jive with me. I'll show you my symphony. Mop Mop, it's a good one too. Mop Mop, even on a honeymoon. Mop Mop, all you got to do is croon when you stop. Mop Mop, Mop Mop, it's a groovy deal. Do you dig, 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 dig the way I feel? Mop Mop, it's a groovy little tune when you drop. Mop Mop, now I like Crosby and Frank Sinatra when they on the radio. But if you want to thrill me, you got to beat some boogie with a solid bow. Mop Mop, it's a groovy deal. Do you dig the way I feel? Mop Mop, it's a groovy little deal when you drop. Mop Mop.
Yeah, C.P. Johnson on the radio from December of 1943, a piece called Mop Mop. It's Blues Before Sunrise, and here is Rubber Legs Williams.
I woke up this morning, I heard somebody calling. I woke up this morning, I heard somebody calling me. It was not my brother, not my sister, just my woman and my used-to-be. I cried, come back, baby, I'll tell you what I'll do. I cried, come back, baby, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm gonna fall out with my mother, my brother, my sister, everybody, just to get along with you. My very soul. another day. Stop every living cat. Look right from where you at. Listen, a lot has got to be said. Every sick hip cat has got to be read. You walk down the street with your chick on your arm. Cats in the block charming along. Ain't tiny as me to show along. Boy, that's the stuff you got to watch. You got to watch it. You better watch it. If you stand in a bar with your chick for a nip, and a guy with a car says, let's take a trip. And before he gets too far, that's the stuff you got to watch. If a sharp cat passes by, that's the cheese you got to squeeze. If that sharp guy gives your gal the eye, that's the goose you got to turn loose. When your chicken, your diner's well healthy, while you buy the wine, your friends will all see. Check pin time, the cats run away, boy. That's the stuff. That's the stuff you got to watch. Watch it! Watch it, I say. That was Mr. Fields, Mr. Fields. When you go to a dance, there's a chicken to swing. When you start in a dance, push your mouth, don't say a thing. She might by chance wear a wedding ring. Oh, boy, that's the stuff, that's the stuff, that's the stuff you got to watch. And just maybe her guy is 7 foot tall. She may jive you and tell your guy ain't even known. But right in your eye, if you get fresh, his fist will fall. Oh, shut up. Boy, that's the stuff, that's the stuff you got to watch. And she's a killing thrill shoe. Fit to kill you. That's the mush you gotta hurry. Let no lip slip. Get your head whipped. That's the trash you got to hang. If she says take me home at the end of the day, says she's alone, you're taking a chance. Or you start to roll Romeo, call an ambulance. That's the stuff you got to hurry. Well, hush it.
What you gonna do when another slam takes your boy a man to walk? Some of you gonna drink muddy water, sleep in a hollow log. You took your boy out, money and gave it to your good man without stop. Took that soldier's money and give it to your good man without stop. Tell me, baby, you got a crime just like old Bob.
Oh, I love my baby, but my baby don't love me. When I went to see my baby, she asked me for a key.
Yeah, blues shouter Rubber Legs Williams, who actually originally was a dancer, but he got an opportunity to make records. And there's the legend behind this particular session that had Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, and Don Baez. And somebody managed to slip some Benzedrine into, I think he had some hot chocolate or something. And the next thing you know, he was all lit up and you heard him making those points emphatically as he wound up the tune. We started with Bring It On Home from April of 1945. Among the players there, a white tenor man, Herbie Fields, and Miles Davis on his very first recording session behind Rubber Legs Williams. It was on the Savoy label. From that same session, we listened to their rendition of That's the Stuff You Gotta Watch. There were several different versions of that going around at the time. And then 4F Blues, all vocals by Rubber Legs Williams here on Blues Before Sunrise. You know, we often play sides by Pigmeat Markham, and we've got about 60 sides to choose from Pigmeat. But we only have one side by George Kirby. And this is George Kirby featured live at the Apollo from back, I think it's 1959, if I'm not mistaken. It's an extended piece, runs over 15 minutes, but you get to see George Kirby at his best.
I'll tell the world, oh, what a girl I I dig you the mouse. 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 Thank you so much. Gee, it's wonderful to be back in New York City. I'm telling you. I just left Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, they got me too. But I'm going back to visit my money. Stop off at the pawn shop and wind up my watch. You know, I rode out on this new train, the Super Choof. I don't know if you've ridden it or not. It's a crazy train. Do you know I had a private compartment all the way to California? I know it was a private compartment because every time we stopped at a station, conductor locked the door. You've ridden that way before. A little crowded, but you get where you're going, huh? Dr. Hollywood checked into a very nice hotel. I was standing in the lobby and I happened to see an old friend of mine, Peter Lorre. I said, "Hello, Peter, how do you feel?"
"I don't feel so good."
"Why, what's the matter?"
"Man, I've been in this hotel 2 weeks and I can't get any sleep."
"Well, why can't you get any sleep?"
"Fred, there's a dead bed bug in my bed."
"Peter, you mean to tell me you can't sleep on account of one dead bed bug?"
"Well, it's not the one dead bed bug that bothers me. It's the 1500 that come to his funeral."
So I left Peter downstairs, rushed up, got my room, sat on the side of the bed. That's when I heard this loving couple next door. They were carrying on. I heard him say, "Oh, my dear, what gorgeous shoulders you have. When we get back to Manchester, I'm going to have those chiseled in stone." A few minutes later, he said, "Oh, my darling, what lovely, lovely hips you have. When we get back to Manchester, I'm going to have those chiseled in stone." I couldn't stand it no longer. I got up, knocked on the door. He said, "Who is it?" I said, "I'm the chiseler from Manchester." Got back to my room. I heard the phone ring, and I picked it up. On the other end was Rochester. He wanted to show me his new job. I said, "Okay, I'll meet you in the lobby." Got downstairs. I saw the bar, so I decided to have a drink. And while I was sipping my beer, a very stout fella came in, something like this.
"Ooh, here. Dale, ooh, here. Say, look here, Jim, give me a double scotch and soda there before the fight starts. Ooh, ooh, here.
The bartender served him. A few minutes later, he said,
"Dale, ooh, here. Jim, that was good. Give me another double scotch and soda there before the fight starts. Hurry up there, Jim."
The bartender served him again. Well, this goes on for about 11 or 12 drinks. Finally, the bartender became inquisitive and said, "What fight?"
"Come here, Jim. The fight between me and you, because I ain't got no loot to pay for this job."
Well, by then, Rochester showed up. He took me out and showed me his new job. You know, he's no longer with Jack Benny. Now he's working in the control tower at the airfield, and as the planes come in, he directs them, tells them what to do before they land. Well, this particular day, I was out there, and the plane came in and said, "Pilot to tower, pilot to tower. I've only a half a cup of gas. What are my orders?"
"Tower to pilot, tower to pilot. Field ain't clear, you better circle it."
The plane went around, the pilot called down the second time, "Pilot to tower, all of my gas is gone. What are my orders?"
"Well, now, wait a minute, let me see here. Well, I guess you better repeat after me. Our Father, which art in heaven."
I had a lot of fun, though. I said, "Rochester, why don't you take me around the studio so I can see the stars while they're making the pictures?" He said, "Okay," so we started over to studio number one. On our way over, we passed by a big vacant lot, and there were some kids playing baseball. I walked over to the kid in the field. I said, "How's the game going, sonny?"
"All right."
"Well, what's the score?"
75-0.
75-0? Whose favor?
dead.
Well, they're beating you pretty bad, aren't they, Sonny?
I don't know. We ain't been to bat yet.
I must make a confession. I'm not much of a microphone, so I'm going to turn it over to a very dear friend of mine, Humphrey Bogart. All of that riding up and down the river in the African Queen. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to turn the mic over to a real nice guy. A guy that likes to play gangster parts. His name is Edward G. Robinson. Yeah, so I'm the big shot around here, you understand? Yes, you see this right here? This is a rod, eh? Yes, it's going to be curtains for you guys. You know why? Because this is a curtain rod.
Well, I got to eat.
Yes, I just left my brother, see? He's a big man out west. Big man! Raises oo-oo birds. Yes, you see, a oo-oo bird lays square eggs, see? And every time she lays an egg, she goes... Yes, I want you to meet a friend of mine, Jane. His name is Walter Brennan.
By Gabs, I've been trying to talk over one of these things for a long time. You know, I'd like for you to go back a few years with me. Back to the days of radio. We tune in and try and catch one of the old Joe Louis fights when a little late. And all we hear is, the winner and still heavyweight champ of the world, Joe Louis.
Just a moment, trying to get Joe to say a few words. Joe, come over to the mic, tell me. What do you think was the punch that did it?
It was left up cut to a job.
Well, Joe, did he have you nervous any time in that fight?
Oh, well, around the first of 5 counts, prime a little bit, but I think all right.
Well, Joe, we have a guest star from the Amos Nandy Show, Kingfish. Come on over, Kingfish.
Yeah, Joe, I've been wanting to ask you, what's your future plans there?
Oh, well, I can't figure on time. I went back into it again. Then I was going to stop promoting for a while, and I thought about show business. Then I put my money in a hotel out in Las Vegas. You know, that hotel closed up on me.
Yeah, I was reading all about it. I told Saffron Mama about it, yeah. Yeah, but look here, Joe. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Just go on and see Rose Morgan. Everything be all right. I'll see you later.
You know, recently I turned on my TV set, and guess who I saw? Arthur Godfrey.
La Rosa was the first to go. I told them there would be 9 more. Now I'm happy as I can be. There's nobody left on this show but me. And after the show, I'm going down in the basement and fire the furnace. We have guests for you, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to bring to the microphone a very charming young lady, noted for her hands and her voice. Her name, Pearl Bailey.
Oh, darling, that love. Oh, I love that tempo. Yes, I do. More bounce than ounce or something like that. I know I've got some ounces. I ain't bounce yet. No. Look at Marshall and them. They waiting on me to sing, dog. Blowing their little hearts out. I guess I better because they belong to a strong union. You know, yes, they do. I'm telling you. And then he rolled, rolled, rolled. On up the river, he would roll, roll, roll. A honey giver, they kiss the mind and fool around, and he would fool around. Oh, darn, that boy was carrying on. He rolled, rolled, rolled. On up the river, he would roll, 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 roll. He would drop off his oars, give a few more. Darn, I'm tired, my feet hurt, I'm gonna rest myself. I'm
Ladies and gentlemen, a word from our safety committee. If you drink, don't drive. And if you drive, don't drink. The life you save may be ours. We're walking.
I said bye, bye, baby, bye. I said bye, bye, baby, bye. I said bye, bye, baby, bye.
I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. A tree whose a hungry mouth is breasting a dee dee dee. A flowing breast, a poem's a made by like me,
but
only God can make.
Oh, key. Meet me on the corner. Yes, meet me on the corner. Now come on, baby, honey, don't be late. She's big and fat, full of speed. Got everything that a good man needs. Meet me on the corner. Yes, meet me on the corner. I love my baby because she's so good. She's fat and round like a bird of ball. Always at my beck and call. Meet me on the corner. Yes, meet me on the corner. Now come on, baby, honey, don't be late.
Don't tell it, I know.
R&B singer Clyde Bernard, Parasides from October 1949. Meet Me on the Corner, and then Don't Tell It. Sam the Man Taylor was there on the tenor, Renee Hall on guitar, Gus Johnson was the drummer on the session. Before that, we listened to George Kirby in performance at the Apollo Theater back in the late 1950s. And as I say, we play Pig Meat Markham on a regular basis throughout the three-year cycle, but there's only one side by George Kirby, and you just heard it, so it'll probably be another 3 years before we get back to it. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. Seems to me a couple of weeks ago, if I have any track of time, we featured some sides by Jelly Roll Morton. He not only played, but he did a lot of talking about the various players and songs. These were interviews that were done by Alan Lomax for the Library of Congress. And we've always played sides by James P. Johnson. And that was our first time going around with Jelly Roll Morton. I thought it would be interesting to listen to some sides by the other longtime ancient pianist, Willie the Lion Smith. I don't believe that we've ever played anything under his own name. There have been sides that he accompanies, a classic blues singer. But in this case, these are three sides under his own name. They're actually sort of late in his career. He recorded in the late 1920s and through the early 1950s, if I'm not mistaken. These sides all date from December of 1949. At the time, Willie the Lion Smith, like so many other black musicians in the United States, had gone overseas to beat Jim Crow, get away from it, get some respect as an artist. While he was there, he made records. There are limited number of piano solos that he did. A lot of his things were made with small jazz combos throughout the years. The three sides we're going to listen to here are all Willie the Lion Smith solo piano. And we'll start it right here. This is a thing called Cutting Out. Thank you.
He got down to my jive, too, you know what I mean? This will do. Run the gardener. Vivacious, Susan. Very vivacious.
Thank you.
Well, if you hadn't heard him before, you can now tell everybody that you've listened to Three Sides by Willie the Lion Smith. We started with a tune called Cutting Out, then a portrait of Duke talking about Duke Ellington, and the one we just heard, I'm Gonna Ride the Rest of the Way. And I know that's another tune by another name, and you can imagine I've got tens of thousands of tunes filed away upstairs, and I'm drawing a blank on what the name of that was. They're all recorded in Paris in December of 1949. Tune to Blues Before Sunrise, time now for our vintage gospel set. It starts with the Belmont Silvertone Jubilee Singers.
Oh, my Lord, the rock in the wailing land, he delivered all Daniel from the lion's den. My Lord, the rock in the wailing land, he lies sheltered in the time of a storm, of a storm. Lord, my God, the rock in the wailing land, he delivered all Daniel from the lion's den. My God, the rock in the wailing land, he lies sheltered in the time of a storm, of a storm.
You can find me on your door. You can tell me out in the rain. Now I can call up Jesus. Yes, he will take me in.
You're going to reap a bushel of corn.
Yeah,
I want to say to you,
that this sermon tonight teaches us like a chicken coming home to roost. So your sin is going to come home.
All right.
You may commit a sin. You may forget that sin. But that sin will find you out. For your chicken will come home to roost.
Yes.
6,000 years ago, back in the 15th century, Satan made it his business to dupe the human race by absolute persuasion, to be dishonest with itself.
Yes.
So tonight, the vast majority of people are committing sin under the illusion of escaping detection, which is but an illusion of that old deceiver, the devil. But my brother, in the language of our text, your sins are going to find you out, and your chicken is coming home to roost. Listen, I heard two old brothers discussing one day about Peter's racial identity.
Yeah.
One said that Peter was a white man.
Yeah.
And the other one said that Peter was a colored man.
Yeah.
That old brother said, I prove to you that Peter was a white man.
Uh-huh.
Because if Peter hadn't been a white man, that rooster would never have got a chance to crow but once that night.
My brother and my sister,
let me say to you, you may commit a sin. You may go away.
Go
you may change your name.
Yeah.
Got to act funny, but mark my words, your chicken is going to come home to roost. There's no way for you to escape God. We'll find you out.
Yeah.
We'll find you out, for your chicken will come home to roost. Come in home.
It's the Angelic Gospel Singers and Back to the Dust from June of 1950 rounds out our set. We started with the Belmont Silvertone Jubilee Singers from North Carolina, My Lord's a Rock in a Weary Land from November 1939. Then Black Billy Sunday, Reverend J. Gordon McPherson, the Sermon on Paramount, Chickens Will Come Home to Roost from January 1931, and the Angelic Gospel Singers, Back to the Dust. We've got one more. It'll take us up to station ID. We'll pause, identify the station, and be back with hour number three. Here are the five blind boys of Alabama.
Let us pray to the power of the Lord come down.